Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA for our Game of the Week here on a Friday down live at Axtell, Kansas. The host of this incredible matchup here in the Twin Valley League and the Class 1A Division 2 between the Hanover Wildcats and the Axtell Eagles. Hanover here now in our boys contest, number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. Axtell Eagles, number two ranked team in Class 1A Division 2 and the state title winners of last year's Class 1A Division 2 state championship that they took over Cunningham 57-39. Of course, Axtell and Hanover having a little bit of history over the past couple of months, you can say, and years, of course. Hanover having the more dominant team in this league for a long time, and Axtell the past couple of years dominating track, basketball, of course, football, as well as the four consecutive state titles. But we all know that storyline. It came down to an end this year. The four consecutive titles was taken away as Hanover won the state title this year, beating Axtell in the sub-state championship game. And, of course, Hanover ending Axtell's three consecutive year streak winning the CDL tournament as Hanover won the tournament 75-48 with a running clock in the fourth quarter, forcing that game. Axtell, they were just seeing Logan Sandman back and healthy. Colin Shaughnessy had sprained his ankle roughly in that first half. So for Axtell, you know, it's about having everyone healthy. It's about having everybody on the floor and everybody together. But once you get that going, how are you going to address the aggressiveness here at Hanover? Hanover, a very aggressive, very push team, a team that can push the ball down the court faster than sometimes you can blink. Braylon Mine, an incredible athlete. Kadra Coers, Cooper Bruna. The three guys that you're going to see absolutely flying here on the court for this Hanover team. And for the Axtell Eagles, that's just something they're just going to have to be able to handle. You saw it in football, the physicality from Hanover, the quickness from them as well. Axtell's just going to have to handle it, and they're going to have to get out on a strong and hot start early on. But both these teams are undefeated in CDL play. Axtell is 6-0. And the Hanover Wildcats are 7-0 and 16-0 on the season. The Axtell Eagles are 17-1 on the year. Real quick, rest up aside for a minute. We'll come back, get you starters, and get you ready for basketball action. It's the Hanover Wildcats taking on the Axtell Eagles, the top two teams in Class 1A Division 2.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
We get ready for our Class 1A Division 2 TVL matchup here on 92.1 KMZ between Hanover and Axtell. Hanover, number one ranked team in the class, and Axtell, number two ranked. Here meeting our starters with the away team first. Braylon Mine, the 6'1", senior guard, second team in assist, 3.5 per game, and a first-team TVL returner from last year, averaging the team's high, 18 points per game. Kadra Coers, a 5'8", junior guard, who leads the team with assists, with 58 assists so far this season, 9 points per game. Cooper Bruna, a 5'10", sophomore guard, is averaging over 10 points a game. Tanner Bruno, the 6'3", senior forward, who's leading the team blocks with 18 on the year and a second-team TVL returner. And Jack Bruno, a 6'1", sophomore guard, who leads the team with steals, averaging 3 a game and 45 on the season. Hanover head coach by Corey Jensen, his 6th year and his 13th overall. Axtell Eagles, their starters, Landon Schmidt, the 5'10", senior guard, who is a letter winner returner from last year, a 2-year experienced varsity player, averaging 7.5 points per game. Joe Leinbarger, 5'10", junior guard and letter winner as well, and averaging 9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Wyatt Zettweiler, a 5'10", junior guard and letter winner as well, and averaging 9 points per game and 5.1 rebounds a game. And the great passer with vision on the team, leading the team with 91 assists. Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman, those two here to finish out for Axtell. A 2-1 punch combo. Shaughnessy at 6'2", a senior, the guard, and Logan Sandman at 6'6", a junior forward. Together, they combined for 36 points per game, and they've been together finally on the court the last three games for the first time since before the Christmas break. As Sandman, he was hurt. He came back against Donovan West in the TVL semifinal, He's finally back and healthy. Shaughnessy, he's finally back and healthy. And now they're going to be rocking and rolling together. And now we're ready to rock and roll with four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action here between Axel and Hanover, a boys matchup here at half court. In the middle, it's Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior mountain. And for the Hanover Wildcats, on that far side, it's Tanner Broom, the 6'3" senior. And here, Axel win the tip-off. Unlike the TVL championship game, that was Hanover. But Axel will start off with the ball in the white tops and blue numerals. Going against Hanover Wildcats, the blue tops and red numerals here. Hanover, an early steal of the ball knocked out of bounds. We're going to say last touch by Axel. And Axel had the first turnover of this game, and Hanover will take over. Hanover with it. Under the glass, left side. With it is Kadra Coers. Coers throwing on the left to Cooper Bruna. Cooper out to Tanner. Tanner back to Cooper. Cooper out to Mine. Mine on the left side wing. He'll look back around to Cooper. Cooper driving right side lane. Stepping between three defenders. Missing and rebounded by Sandman. Axel has it down the floor on the right side. Passing it down to Leibarger. In the corner, shaking the ball over his head. He'll dribble out left side off the screen. Left to Detweiler. Detweiler up. Shaughnessy, pump fake, drive inside, kick out. Schmitz, he's got a wide open three, and it's off the basket and rebounded by Kadra Coherz. Hanover now taking over on the left side wing. Dribbling inside, working one on two. Cooper, Bruna Knight would like to finish, but he gets his own rebound. Couldn't get it back either. Tanner now picks it up, and Tanner will kick it out. So, back-to-back offensive rebounds, and Hanover works with outside the three-point line. Inside drive by Jack. Kick out. Coers. Three-pointer off the back iron. And another offensive rebound for Hanover. This time, Cooper Bruna. Hanover. They've had three straight offensive rebounds now. With mine on the right side wing. I got an entire crowd of people standing in front of me. I guess I got to stand up as well here. Three-point shot up by Jack. Missed and rebounded by Colin Shaughnessy. Big, exciting game for both these teams. Schmitz down the floor, finish in for two, down the lane. And Axel will take the lead here early on against Hanover, 2-0 with 6:24 to go in this first quarter. Hanover with the ball, slippery with the fingers. Coers, left side to Cooper. Cooper on the left wing, up to his right, back to Coers. Coers, mine, taking a deep three, and it rattles in like a bullet in a tin can. Now Hanover takes the lead, the first lead change of this game, 3-2 over Axel, 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. Detweiler driving down the lane, a no-looker that gets taken away by Kadra Coers for a steal. Coers down the floor to Cooper, underhand layup in, good. Up to the free throw line to shoot an and one is Cooper Bruna. He's 80% from the free throw line so far this season. 2 minutes, 7 seconds here into this contest, 5-2. Hanover leads by three. They left the first 2 points for Axel. Now they responded with five straight. Free throw shot up and missed by Bruna, and a foul to follow by Jack Bruna. First foul of the game called on Hanover. It's against Jack Bruna, his first personal. 5-2. Hanover leads by three over Axel. They scored five straight points. 5:48 to go in this first quarter. Dottweiler with it on the left side. He's working one-on-one against Kadra Coers. Two quarterbacks for both teams, and Detweiler drives right side lane, misses the layup shot. Detweiler trying to get underneath the basket, and there's a foul called on Hanover. Foul is called on Hanover Wildcats. Trying to get the number right here. They're calling it Cooper Bruna. His first personal game, team second. Axel throwing it from the baseline. Shaughnessy, Detweiler back to Shaughnessy, skipping it far side. Corner shot, three, and missed by Leibarger. Clearing the board is Cooper Bruna down the floor to Jack Bruna. Jack to Mine. Mine pump fakes, lunges inside to his right. Pump fakes again. Now he'll dribble out left. Now to Cooper Bruna. Cooper calling a screen to go opposite side of it. Driving to his left. Now to Nikita Tanner. Tanner outside the top of the arc. Now to Cooper on the corner. Deep corner three-pointer on the way and nailed. From Cooper Bruna. He's got 5 points in this first quarter. Three-pointer and a bucket. Now Detweiler drives inside, trying to respond. Makes his own rebound, and the jump ball is called. The possession error here will go to Hanover. 8-2. Hanover has now scored 8 consecutive points. After allowing the first points to go to Axel, 4:53 left to go in this first quarter. Jack Bruna driving down the floor, setting up Cooper on the far corner. Missed for the three, and Sandman makes the rebound. Maxwell back with it. Schmidt driving inside the paint, right side. It's in and out of the basket. A missed bunny, and Jack Bruna clears the board. Hanover down the floor. Jack to Tanner. Tanner, backdoor cut to Cooper. Cooper on the baseline, out to Mine. Mine up to the top. Kedrick Covers, pump fake, driving inside. The two defenders, and finishes. Axel back with it now. Leibarger on the right side wing. He'll throw it in to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy turning the basket, and now looking for a reversal. Couldn't pull it off. And on the floor, making the rebound is Cooper Bruna. Hanover down the floor to Mine. Mine in the key, spinning around on the block. Into the basket. He'll go! And a timeout is called by head coach Jason Tynan, as he has allowed the Axel team 12 consecutive points now to Hanover. They're down 12-2. Standpoint deficit with 4 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. We're turning 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, the opening quarter here of this game. Axel leads here down by 10 here to Hanover. They score the first 2 points of the game at Landon Schmitz on a bucket inside, but Hanover, they scored 12 consecutive points, and head coach Jason Tynan for Axel. Now to call the timeout to reset this team. Axel here on the floor, Schmitz, Sandman, Leiborger, Detweiler, and Shaughnessy. All the starters here still on the floor for both sides. Axel with it, Schmidt, so Shaughnessy at the top of the arc. Now left side, Detweiler. Detweiler, he's veering to his right. Now he'll pass that way. This is Leibarger on the baseline. He'll throw it up, and he'll be fouled. He'll up the line and shoot two. Leibarger this season, 23 of 40 from the free throw line, shooting 57%. Axel as a team is 63% from the charity stripe. Trying to break a 12-point consecutive streak here for Hanover, and Leibarger will do so. First shot up and good. Hanover now only up 12-3 over Axel with 3:41 to go in this first quarter. Joe Leibarger ready for his second free throw shot, up and right through the basket. 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 12-4, 8-point lead for Hanover over Axel with 3:30 to go in this first quarter. Hanover has it. Left side elbow. Covers passing it. Back up to the top of the timeline to Jack. Jack dribbling out to his right. 1-on-1 against Shaughnessy. He'll drive inside. Kick out Kedrick. Kedrick transferring out to his teammate. Long 3-point shot. In and out of the basket. Detweiler makes the rebound. Axel down the floor. Driving on the right side, kicking out left, backdoor cut, and a near finish, but a putback from Detweiler. First shot was missed by Schmidt, but Detweiler was able to make the cleanup. And now Hanover has it at the top of the three-point line. Green Zephyr Tanner to Jack, and Tanner loses the ball off his fingertips on a pass from Jack. The Bruna is turning it over, and Axel will take over. First throw for Hanover. Axel takes over, down by 6, 12-6. Axel has scored 4 consecutive points after allowing 12 consecutive. Think about 12, number 12. Detweiler passing to the left side. Shaughnessy, 3-point shot, up, miss. Detweiler makes the rebound, makes a quick trigger fire, missing his 3-pointer. And Hanover takes over. Runger kicked Aper on a rebound. Down the floor, Mine fouled. We'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Foul's on the Axel Eagles. Foul will be called on Wyatt Detweiler. Here at the charity stripe, taking a deep breath. Braylon Mine's got 2 shots. His first one is up and straight on through. For the Mines, 76% from the free throw line this season. 6 points here in this first quarter. He averages nearly 18 points a game and 6 rebounds a game. Second assists, 3.5 on the team. His next free throw shot is off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Joe Liebarger. Axel down the floor inside Sandman. Sandman ceiling inside. Couldn't make the shot. And rebounded by Mines. Mines down the Axel logo. Now the kick game for inside. Jumps up. Thought he'll make it. And now Tanner Bruna's got the putback. And we're up 15-6 over Axel. Axel with it on the far low wing. Now up to Schmidt. Schmidt left side wide open. Liebarger three-pointer off the inner side of the basket and out to Bruna. Hanover down the floor. Missed by Jack on a layup. And Chauncey has it for Axel. Axel on the left wing with Shaughnessy. Up to the key to Sandman. Sandman, he's only attempted 5 threes this season. He almost attempted his 6. He drives inside, loses the ball out of bounds, and now Hanover has it in the Axel front court. And a travel will be called on Hunter Kikafer. .127 to go in this first quarter, 15-6. Hanover leads over Axel. Axel has this one on the top set, a box set. Chauncey will throw it in on the left side of the glass. He goes into Detweiler on the far corner. Into Sandman. Sandman working one on two. He goes for a backdoor pass to Detweiler. That's the third layup missed in this game for Axel. They've missed so many bunnies. It's just so uncanny for this Axel team. And they have missed some very easy shots. A timeout here is called by head coach Corey Jensen. As this team nearly turns the ball over. 64 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Hanover leads here by 9 over Axel, 15-6. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes. Kansaland Radio.
64 seconds left to go the opening quarter between Hanover and Axel, the two top teams ranked of Class 1A Division 2. Hanover here with the lead by 9, 15-6 over Axel. Hanover will throw it in on the far sideline with Kedrick Cohurst, the 5'8 junior guard. He leads the team with assists of 3.5 per game. He throws it in the mine. Mine to Cohurst. Cohurst to Kafer. Kafer driving inside. Throwing it within traffic, but Hanover keeps it. Up at the top of the timeline, mine to his right to Jack. Jack, bounce pass inside, picked up by Detweiler. Down the floor, it's a track race for Detweiler. And he's got the finish and one. Oh no, they're going to call it a travel. The far side official was getting ready to call the and one, but then the half court official came running in and he caught the travel. So it overruled. That'll be a turnover for Axel. It's a huge missed opportunity off that steal from Detweiler. But here's another steal by Sandman. Axel down the floor to Schmitz in the corner. Ball's getting pinballed around. Now it's into the hands of Braylon Mine. Mine. That's a takeaway. Hanover at the Eagle half-court logo. He goes right to Jack. Jack, who dribbles up to the logo. They'll go right side on the corner. To Kikafer. Kikafer inside the mine. In the paint. Pass on the other opposite block. Tanner goes in for two. Axel taking it down the floor. And time expires as Schmidt fires a three-pointer to miss. 17-6. An 11-point lead to go into quarter number two. Axel trailing by 11 to Hanover. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Join us for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Quarter number two here in our matchup between Hanover and Axel here on 92.1. Hanover leads by 11 over Axel, 17-6. Axel scored the first bucket of this game from Landon Schmitz, and Hanover scored 12 consecutive points. Axel responded with four straight to bring it to 12-6, I should say. Now Hanover has scored the last five. Axel trying to respond, throwing far side from Shaughnessy into Detweiler. Detweiler into his right, Schmitz. Schmitz, fire, chest pass at the his left, down the low wing, near side, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, Leibauger, interior pass is taken away by Coerce as he's down the field with the floor and the ball, and missing the layup made by Shaughnessy. Now he'll take it away on a steal. Hanover getting it right back. And gifting it right on back over. Both teams exchanging turnovers consecutively here. Now Axel has it. Working right to the left of your dial. Logan Sandman will throw it into Detweiler. Down the floor, Leibauger, Shaughnessy, and Schmitz. Detweiler will have it on the right side. Pass half court. Sandman to Leibauger. Leibauger down the near corner, Shaughnessy, Schmidt, Schmitz, Detweiler, Detweiler, Sandman, Sandman on the far corner. Neither Sandman or Shaughnessy have scored yet in this first half. That's been the biggest thing here for Axel. Their two main guys haven't gotten going. And Sandman, he gets fouled, he'll go up to the free throw line. Sandman, who averages 12 points per game, he's only played 11 games this season. This is his 12th game played. Sandman, his first shot rolls right off the top of the right of the board. Sandman, 22 of 42 this season. Slightly over 50%. And his second free throw shot is up and straight through the net. Axel down by 10, 17-7 to Hanover. With 7 minutes to go in this first half. Jack driving up the top of the arc. Now to Mine. Mine dribbling backwards. He's looking to his left, and he'll bring his stance up. Going down the tempo, throws to Tanner. Tanner to Kikaper. Kikaper on the right elbow. Opposite side to Coerce. Coerce out to his right. Now back to Coerce. On the baseline, he'll bounce past it. Tanner skipping it out. Kikaper pulled on a travel. With only 6 seconds to go on the shot clock. He had to make a move, but maybe too quick of one for Kikaper. 6:43 to go in the first half, 17-7. Hanover still up by 10. Both teams with four turnovers in this first half. Axel has the ball with Leibauger, dribbling off to the top of the arc. He'll look for a backdoor pass and pinballing it around. Axel on the baseline. Now to Detweiler. Detweiler, hook over the top of his shoulder. Shaughnessy, Sandman. Sandman is fouled. Sandman right back up to the free throw line. I can see the big man keep himself up there. First time Axel and Hanover played. Honestly, Sandman had 8 points. He kind of played sporadically throughout the game. Again, that was his second game back of 2026. His first official start won't come until about 4 games ago against Donovan West here in 2026. First official shot missed. Here's the second one on the way from Sandman is missed as well, but rebounded by Leibauger. Now Shaughnessy's taking a three. Missed. Sandman makes it. And Sandman finishes in for two. After missing both rebounds, he comes back with it after rebound by Leibauger. And now here Hanover trying to respond with a three-pointer off the back iron And a stretch forward is Tanner Bruna. Tanner picking up the rebound off the front iron. Rebounded by Sandman. Axel down the floor, but too quickly. They'll turn it over. It's stolen by Jack Bruna. Jack on the left side. Top wing. You hear the crowd here. Backdoor cut. Wide open. Coward. Slicing. 19-9. Axel down by 10 to Hanover with 5:42 to go in the second quarter. Schmidt to the top of the arc. He'll go left side to Leibarger. Leibarger back right to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy veering to the right side, and he is fouled by Hanover. Hanover, two team fouls in the second quarter. Axel has had none. That foul called on Hunter Kake for his first of the game. Axel will throw it in the far sideline near the crowd side with Wyatt Detweiler. Running a box set. Sandman and Leibarger on the blocks and up at the elbows. Shaughnessy on the closer side to Detweiler on the opposite of Schmidt. Everyone versus out. Shaughnessy gets it on the baseline and he's got a fadeaway shot in for two and draws the and one. And Shaughnessy's first bucket of the game buys in at a big time. Draws it to eight. Shaughnessy can make it a three-point play here. Substitution for Hanover. They bring in Brody Solacek, the 5'11 junior, for averages 2.5 and 2 rebounds per game. Next shot here at the free throw line, missed by Shaughnessy for the and one, and Hanover makes the rebound with Mine. Hanover down the floor, Jack. Jack to Solacek, Solacek to Mine, Mine back to Solacek on the left wing. He'll go back to Mine, Mine looking to his left, he'll go right. Drilling out at the top is Coburst, Coburst at the timeline, 17 seconds here on the shot clock. Solacek, back to Coburst, Coburst, Solacek, right side wing. He'll step inside, he'll pass it off to Mine, Mine in the paint, working one-on-one on Sandman. He'll go over the top and missing it, but making the rebound underneath is Eli Hyman. And the ball is knocked away. And the officials haven't said who was the last one who touched it. They are discussing on the near side who touched the ball last as it went out of bounds. And they will say it was Axel, the last one to touch. So Hanover will have it. Near the Axel bench. On the close corner. Mine throwing into Coerce. Coerce on the left. Here. He'll go right to Mine. Mine looking for a screen. He gets it from Hyman. Pick and roll. Instead doesn't go to him. Drives the key. Kicks out on the wing. Coerce misses a three. And Shaughnessy makes the rebound. Shaughnessy down the floor to Schmitz. Schmitz on the right wing. Now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy veering to his right. Stepping back outside the wing. Now spinning around on his left pivot foot. To Salmon on the short corner. Backdoor cut. Look to Shaughnessy. Missed the bunny. And now this ball is being knocked to the other side of the court, but picked up by Joe Leibarger. He retrieves it from the Axel backcourt. He'll get it to Schmidt. Schmidt is wide open. He didn't take his first opportunity, but he took his second one. He'll go in for two. 19-13. Axel down by six with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hanover. Hanover with the ball. Jack to Mine. Mine on the block. Trapped by two. He'll get up to the top of the three-point line to his teammate. Slotchick, and Slotchick will drive in for two. Axel, now, trying to respond. Schmidt sets his feet. Three-point flyer off the front iron. Rebounded. Trying to. Axel, they get the Shaughnessy. Straightaway shot down the aisle. In and out of the basket. Another offensive rebound. Leibarger. He sets himself up on the wing. It's back to him. Now, let's give it up inside to Schmidt. Schmidt, driving inside the key. Flies it out. Leibarger down the aisle and just hands it to Hanover. A steal for Hyman. Hanover with the ball. 3-point shot up by Jack Bruna. Foul called. And it will come against the Hanover Wildcats. That is their fifth foul of the game. It's an offensive foul. Well, just to check, they've hit five fouls. So let me correct, there's a defensive foul by Eli Hyman. And that'll put Colin Shaughnessy up at the free throw line. Hanover 5 fouls here in this second quarter. They put Axel to double bonus, and Axel, they have 0 fouls in this quarter. They've been very disciplined. First shot up and good for Colin Shaughnessy. Last time up, he went 0-for-1. This time, he's at least got one. Down by a touchdown, 21-14. 3:12 to go in this second quarter. Next, we threw a shot up and a swish for Shaughnessy. He goes 2-for-2 at the line. He's now got 4 points in this quarter. 21-15, a 6-point game. Hanover over Axel with 3 minutes to go in this second quarter. Hanover has it. All right, side up for perimeter. Go Jack. Jack the Coer. Coer stepping up and do a 3-pointer. It's off the back iron. Stretch for the reach of Sandman. And a foul is on the floor. Back side of the glass. Called on Axel Logan Sandman. That'll be his first foul of the game. Substitutions on the floor. Clayton Heinen comes in for Axel. Substituted in here for Logan Sandman. Hanover has it, throw it up top. It's up 3-point line. Missed. Trying to get the rebound. Zweibarger. He's down the floor. He nearly loses the ball. Now he does. And getting it is Jack Bruna. Jack in the corner. But a foul is called. Corey Jensen is not happy. And two officials are now discussing. They call the foul on Hanover. They call it on Brody Solacek. Or excuse me, I got this wrong. This is a foul against Axel Joe Liebarger, and it is a technical. So it's called against Axel. Joe Liebarger picks up his second foul of the game, and it'll be a technical. And here, coming up to the free throw line, will be Braylon Mine. His first shot, up and good. Braylon Mine here at the free throw line. Trying to go 2-for-2. Next free throw up and off the back iron. He goes 1-for-2. Braylon Mine, 2-for-4 in this half. 7 points. Hanover not only getting the 2 free shots, but also the inbound on the far side. They'll keep themselves on the offense side of the board. Hanover with it. They'll throw it in. And now a foul is to be calling a kick on Axel. 2:38 to go in this second quarter. 22-15, a 7-point lead for Hanover over Axel. And a timeout is called here. Timeout called by Hanover. We'll take 30 seconds aside. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Alabama lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
22-15, Hanover leads over the Axel Eagles here in quarter number two. The Hanover Wildcats here have dominated primarily most of this contest. And Braylon Mine, he's got 7 points here in this first half. Kadri Kosa, 4, Cooper Bruno with 5, Tanner Bruno with 4, and Brody Solacek, he's got 2. Axel, their main struggling point is their two top players, Colin Shaughnessy, Logan Sandman, finally scoring in this quarter. Shaughnessy with 4 and Sandman with 3. We got 2:38 left to go here in this first half. 22-15, Hanover over Axel. Hanover will have the inbound. They're running a box set for Brody Slotcheck throwing this ball inbound. So go to the right corner, and Sandman's got the steal. And Sandman will give it right back to Hanover, and then he'll get a block. And then a foul will be called on Hanover. Why, Detlef right up to the line to shoot two. He got 2 points, 3 rebounds there in this first half. So again, Sandman had the initial steal. He tried to throw the ball down the floor. It got stolen, then he blocked the shot. Detweiler picked it up, and then he was immediately fouled by Hanover, and Axel's here at the double bonus. Sandman's got 2 free throws. His first free throw is up, straight away, and through the net. Sandman, over 130 points scored this season. Next free throw shot, up, off the back of the iron, and rebounded by Brody Salacek. So Sandman goes 1-2 at the free throw line, and over with it, on the near wing, now passing inside, mine, pump fake, he goes in for two. Axel, now down by 8, 24-16 with 2:10 to go in this second quarter. Detweiler dribbles out to the left elbow. He looks to his right side. Bounce passes to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, he's calling for a screen on the left, as he'll pass to the right to Detweiler. Detweiler into Sandman. Sandman, he drives in the front court, and they have a foul on the floor called on Hanover. But that'll send Sandman, the mountain, back up to the free throw line. Foul will come against Tanner Bruna, his third foul of the half. Expect him to probably get substituted out here with 2 minutes left to go. With 3 fouls. Hanover has committed 7 fouls in this second quarter alone. And there's a wet spot on the floor that head coach Corey Jensen for Hanover is going to go and clean up. But 2 minutes left to go here in this second quarter, 24-16. Hanover leads by 8 over Axel. They've led this mostly the entire game, far from the initial starting point where Axel led 2-0, but Hanover came quick with a 12-2 comeback in that early slate. In response, Sandman first shot the free throw line, straight to the net. Sandman, a phenomenal player here for Axel, just a junior. So far, 5 points in this game. His next free throw shot, smooth as silk. Pure as silk, I should say. Sandman goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 24-18, Axel down by 6, down to Hanover with 1:47 to go in the second quarter. Mine pump fake to 3, does it 2 times. Now he drives in, kicks it out. Covers, 3-pointer, off the front iron. Trying to pick the rebound. And jump ball called. Hanover will maintain the possession off the arrow with 1:40 to go in this first half. Up by 6, 24-18 over Axel. Hanover having Covers throw it in. He'll go all the way to the backcourt. Ran over to retrieve it. Mine screen is set by Hyman. He'll dribble out to his left side and lose the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt has the steal for Axel. He'll get it down to Detweiler. Detweiler, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy on the baseline. He drives. Gives it to Sandman, and Sandman got the finish. Beautiful assist by Colin Shaughnessy, setting up his teammate. Well, here inside. The Hanover. Now only up by 4. So at 1:17-6, 11-point lead at largest in this half. Hanover on the right side, wing Jack, now back up to the top to Bruna, down to the right to Cohurst, and he'll be called on a travel. Seconds to go in this first half, 24-20, Axel down by 4. Axel making their way back here in this contest. Wyatt Detweiler passed the timeline to his left side to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy dribbling in. 1-1 against Kick Afer. He'll take a jumper shot, miss, and trying to fight for the rebound is Phil Weibarger, but they call a jump ball. Arrow will stay with Axel. Axel running a box set. Corners and blocks loaded with Shaughnessy, left side of the glass, throw it in. He'll make a quick look to Bill Leibarger. The ball is knocked out of bounds. We'll say it's last touch by Bill. Bill upset on the call. But Axel, five turnovers here on the half. Both teams with five, with 43 seconds remaining here to go in quarter number two. 24-20, a four-point lead for Hanover. They have the ball over Axel. Cohers, Jack. Jack at the top of the arc. Dribbles left side. Driving, flipping out to his teammate. Hyman, and Hyman is fouled. Called on Bill Liebarger, the 6'2 sophomore, is who it'll be on. His first foul of the game. Liebarger averages 5.2 points per game, 3.5 rebounds a game. Hyman taking his first shot at the free throw line. Up and off the back of the iron. Didn't have a shot to go in. Hyman. Trying to make one. It's 45% this season. His next one is right on in. Axel down the floor, down by five with 30 seconds to go in this first half. Sandman at the top of the arc. Now left side, Detweiler. Detweiler, one-on-one against Cohurst. Shaughnessy down the aisle, passing to his teammate Liebarger, but Liebarger wasn't ready for the pass. That's one thing that's tough, is being on the same page as your teammates, making sure they're looking at you when you're passing the ball. Hanover. They take the last shot of this half with 8 seconds to go. They're up by five. Mine. Hyman back to Mine. On the right elbow, 2 seconds to go. Mine will pump fake. He'll drive in. He'll just throw it up. Put himself in a tough spot. But that'll end our first half. 25-20. Hanover leads by five for Axel. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We got about 7 minutes until we start our second half action between Hanover Wildcats and the Axel Eagles. Hanover leads 25-20 here at the half over the Eagles. Hanover, the number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. Axel, the number two ranked team of Class 1A Division 2. These two teams, this is their second time meeting this season, as Hanover won the last meetup in the TBL Championship game at 75-48 with a running clock having been enforced in the fourth quarter. But right now we're on a pace for a pretty good game between these two teams. At the beginning, it didn't look like it, as Axel gave up 12 consecutive points to start this game after their first bucket bought in by Landon Schmidt. Axel took the first lead 2-0, but after that, they went down 12-2. Timeout was taken by head coach Jason Simon. From that point, Axel has recorrected a lot of things here since being down 12-2. They've only allowed 13 points, and they themselves have scored 18. So they have done a lot right since that timeout. They were down 17-6 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Hanover Wildcats 14-8 in quarter number two. The big difference is the involvement of Logan Sandman and Colin Shaughnessy. Being able to get those two guys involved in this game pretty much makes really all the difference. I mean, these two guys are incredible players, and, you know, together they combine for 36 points per game, 35 points per game. And that both of them kind of inactive in that first quarter was a little rough there. They just weren't, their shots weren't going in. They couldn't buy a bucket. I mean, Axel probably missed four layups in that first quarter. But in that quarter number two, shots were starting to fall for Axel. The three-pointer hasn't hit, but Axel doesn't need a three-pointer. They got a 6'6" junior, and they got an aggressive 6'2" senior in Colin Shaughnessy. And again, the Mountain, Logan Sandman, who gets the ball inside, and they can work it very well. Shaughnessy, you saw a couple times there, or heard a couple times, that, you know, he was able to drive in and pass it off to his teammates and set them up for opportunities. And that's where Axel really excels, is when it's selfish ball plays, when you got a guy who can drive in and get the ball to his teammate. And sometimes you like it when those guys can drive the ball inside and take it themselves. You haven't seen a whole lot of that in this first half from Axel. Spent a lot of driving inside, get the ball to the teammate. I can imagine here in the second half that might look a little bit different. But for Axel, they're doing a nice job getting inside. They were getting out rebounded at one point, but now they're out rebounding Hanover 15-12. Both teams have 5 turnovers. Both teams are out 3-4 steals. And over the free throw line, 3-7. Axel is 8-13. So Axel, they utilized that free throw line a lot better in that first half. But really, that's because Hanover got in foul trouble very early. They had 5 fouls in the second quarter in the first 4 minutes. And that allowed Axel to utilize the double bonus. So Axel staying low in the foul count, it's been very helpful early on this game, and Hanover getting in trouble early has kind of been a little bit of their downfall. It's allowed Axel to get a couple easy points. But for the most part, look at both sides. Very competitive game. Braylon Mine leading the way right now with 8 points for Hanover. 9 points, excuse me. He had 6 points alone in the first quarter, 3 in the second. You know, it's got Cooper Bruna, who had 5 points all in the first. Hannah Bruna had 4 points all in the first. So a lot of the scoring for Hanover came within that first quarter. They only had 8 points in quarter number two. But Axel, they got all their points from Colin Shaughnessy and Sandman in the second quarter. Both of them did not buy a bucket in quarter one. But in quarter two, Shaughnessy came away with 4 points, and Logan Sandman came with the even more impressive 8 with himself at the free throw line, 4 times at the free throw line, going 4 of 8. So for Axel, they're going to look to continue to be aggressive here in the second half, push the ball inside the paint, get the Sandman, look for some dribble and drives from Shaughnessy. But that was the second quarter Axel needed. The bank is open for Shaughnessy and Sandman, and both of them are going to cash plenty of checks here in the third quarter. It's how Wyano will respond to it. After Axel was down 12-2, they have outscored Hanover 18-13. So we'll see how Hanover responds to start this third quarter. As we'll take 2 minutes aside, and we'll come back again. Hanover 25, Axel 20, here on our TVL Class 1 and Division 2 matchup on 92.1 KMCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Start the third quarter here on 92.1 KMZA. Axel down by 5 to Hanover, 25-20. Hanover starts off with the ball to begin this third quarter. Hanover with it with Kedrick Covers, left side wing. He'll bounce pass it to his teammate, to Tanner. Tanner out to Cooper. Cooper flying a three deep from outside the arc. And bounces off the back of the rim and falls back in. Cooper Bruna, his first three since the second quarter. So this last quarter, two threes now in the game. Shaughnessy passes into him and in for two. Shaughnessy makes a quick response for Axel. Both teams are on a quick offensive start here in this third quarter. Hanover with it. Kedrick Covers on the right wing. Screen is set. He'll drive inside the key. He'll step back out. He looks right. He'll go left to Cooper. Cooper flying out to Mine. Mine dribbling inside. Now inside the paint. The back door. Look for Tanner, and Tanner misses the shot. The rebound's by Sandman. Sandman, five boards on this game. Down the floor to Liebarger. Liebarger on the right side wing. Screen is set. Inside the key. Left elbow. Now to Schmidt. Schmidt to Liebarger. Liebarger holding it at his hip. Now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy inside to Sandman. Sandman to the block. Turning around. Firing to the basket. Off the iron and rebounded by Tanner Bruna. Hanover down the floor, Jack Bruna, 28-22. Hanover 6-point lead over Axel with 6:40 to go here in this third quarter. Jack on the baseline, throwing it up top to Tanner. Tanner sets his feet, fires away the three, and off the back of the iron. The ball goes and rebounded by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy down the floor to Liebarger. He's got a long two as he sets his feet inside the arc. This is pinballed around, now picked up by Bruna. Down the floor, Jack. Bruno with it. Right wing. Drive inside. Kick out Kedrick Covers. Twists his legs and drives forward. Well, goes up to Tanner Bruno. 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Nine on the right wing. His little dribble in the front court. One-on-one against Shaughnessy. He's turning. Now to Tanner. Tanner inside the paint. Right side lane. And trying to block the ball with Sandman. But they're going to either get him or Detweiler on a foul call. Both of them got physical. They say Detweiler. That'll be his second foul of the game. And I'll send Hanover's Tanner Bruna up to the free throw line to shoot two. His first free throw shot of the game. It's up. Bad and good. Tanner Bruna, 57% from the free throw line. He's got 5 rebounds, 5 points here in this game. He's also got 3 fouls. So his next one here from the free throw line is bounced in. you know, it's 2-for-2 at the free throw line. It's a 30-22 game. Axel down by 8. Schmidt on the far wing. Now the corner to Leibarger. Leibarger swings it to his right to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy to Sandman. Sandman at the high elbow. Now he'll drive inside in the paint and a finesse touch to it. Sandman in for two. Hanover, mine. Down the Axel logo. Bounce pass in front. To Kadra Coherst. Coherst spinning around. He's trapped by two. He'll go to Tanner, and Tanner with a soft touch in front of the basket. Tanner now with 8 points here in the game. 4 points in this third quarter. Shaughnessy, three-pointer. Trying to make the first for Axel. Missing. Sandman makes the rebound. He's back in for two with the putback. Sandman, Shaughnessy, 6 points together here in this third quarter. Kadra Coherst looks to respond. He goes in for two himself. Hanover has been quick to respond to Axel. Axel has to keep up with this firepower of Hanover. Shaughnessy, backdoor pass, Schmidt, cuts it down. What a backdoor look from Shaughnessy. It's a 6-point game again, 34-28. Hanover with the lead over Axel. 4:46 to go in this third quarter. At the top of the key is Tanner. Tanner, backdoor look, Coherst, not able to make the finish. It's Sandman with it. He loses the ball on the floor. It's picked back up by Jack Bruna. Bruna Cooper, 2-on-1. Cooper, underhand layup, finish for two. Axel, here with it. Detweiler, Shaughnessy, in the front court. He'll turn around, spin it, fire it back out to the top. Now the Leibarger. Leibarger, his right. Shaughnessy sets up three-pointer, and so he'll drive inside in the left side lane drive. He is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Colin Shaughnessy, a 6-foot-2 senior guard, an All-State All-Mention from last year, a first-team returner from the Twin Valley League, and a letter winner. He's got 1,000 career points here on the season, hit that milestone in the Twin Valley League tournament. Here's at the free throw line. His first shot is up and good. And the foul is on Tanner Bruna. That's his fourth foul of the game, first team foul of the quarter for Hanover in quarter three with 4:14 left to go. 36-29. Shaughnessy trying to make this a 6-point game. His next free throw is up, straight as an arrow, and off the top of the iron into the bucket. He goes 2-for-2. Hanover takes over with Bruna on the right to mine. Mine on the right wing. He'll go down to the corner. Axel, they've switched up to a 2-3 zone here against Hanover. 3-point shot on the way. Missed by Bruna. Rebound by Leibarger. 1-on-1. Detweiler. He's in. Foul. So much excitement down here at Hanover, Kansas. Detweiler, he only had 2 points there in the first half. He's here at the free throw line. Axel here up at the free throw line. First shot up and good for Wyatt Detweiler. 3:52 left to go here in this third quarter, 36-31. Axel trails by 5. Detweiler's next shot is up and smooth as butter and goes through the net. Axel now down by 4, 36-32. They have done well at the free throw line in this game. They have hit 12 free throw shots. Here, Hanover inside the paint with mine. He spins around. He's calling a travel. And Hanover is starting to be unraveled. And Axel take advantage. Axel down by 4, 36-32. 3:30 to go in this third quarter. Shaughnessy on the right wing. He drives inside. Passing it out to Detweiler. A foul is called the baseline. It's on Hanover. It'll be the third foul of the quarter. It is going to go against Cooper Bruna, his second personal. Actually, they'll correct the number. They're going to say Eli Hyman. That's his second personal. Shaughnessy will throw down the right, and he will put it right into the hands of Mine for his second steal of the game. Mine with it at the elbow. Kick out on a three-pointer to Coherst. In and out of the bucket. Trying to make the rebound. It is Axel. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll say last touch by the Eagles. Of Axel. 3:15 to go in this third quarter, 36-32. Axel down by 4 to Hanover. Kendrick Overs. Baseline set. He'll throw it in. Into mine on the block, near side. He'll drive into the paint, spinning around, firing off the front iron. Rebounded by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, Leibarger, back to Shaughnessy. What a finish! Shaughnessy, 6 points in this quarter. He had 4 points in quarter two. Now he's at 10 points on the game. Last time he only had 5 against Hanover. But he also sprained his ankle in that game as well, but now he's fully healthy. Hanover struggling with the ball, but they drive inside with Cooper Bruna. Cooper, he misses the shot underneath. Rebounded by Kadra Kohers. Off the front iron. Now rebounded by Leibarger. Down the floor. Axel went down by 2. At the Shaughnessy to take the lead. A three-pointer in and out of Puckett. And rebounded by Braylon Mime. Hanover up by 2, 36-34 over Axel. A 2:24 to go here in this third quarter. Now Mime will shoot a 3. It'll skip off the top of the arc like a pebble over water. And Leibarger will make the rebound. To Schmidt, to Detweiler. He'll take a 3 from the same spot, and he'll be missed out of the bucket. Rebound by Coherst. Down the floor, a fast push to Cooper Bruna. In for 2. Axel needs to slow down here. Schmidt underneath. I'll take back my words. The fast break comes up with 2 points off the board, and now a timeout is called. That was great judgment timing by head coach Jason Tynan. 38-36, Axel down by 2 to Hanover with 1:57 to go in this third quarter. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. 38-36, Hanover 2-point lead over Axel. Hanover the number one ranked team of Class 1 in Division 2. Axel the number two ranked team. You wouldn't expect this matchup to shape up any differently. Two teams battling back and forth. Hanover working right to left, down your aisle. Coherst whips at the top of the arc. He'll go right side to Cooper Bruna. Back up to Coherst. To his left to Jack Bruna. He'll drive inside. Now back up to Cooper. Cooper, 3-point shot on the right wing. Missed. And a foul is called on Hanover, and a technical will add as well. Oh, wow. Unnecessary aggression shot at the very end on Hanover. There was a technical earlier in this game called on Axel. That time it's against Hanover. It looks like they just put 2 fouls on the same player. So they put one on Hyman for the regular foul and one for the technical. Now Shaughnessy can come up to the free throw line. He banks both these shots. It ties it at 38 all game. His first shot is straight to the basket. This one is to tie it. I mean, the first time this game has been tied since zeros on the board. And his next shot just rolls off the basket. Wow. 1:39 to go in this third quarter. 38-37. 1 point lead for Hanover over Axel. With less than 1:40 to go in this third quarter. Here, Shaughnessy, Detweiler, Leibarger, Schmitz, and Sandman are all on the floor for Axel. For Hanover, it's kick game for Coherst, Jack Bruno, Cooper Bruno, and Braylon Mine. And now it's Logan Sandman who's up. So there was 2 technicals called. They teed Hanover up twice, but now Sandman's up at the free throw line. I only caught the first technical. So Sandman's first shot is good. This is quite interesting, but he can take the lead here with this free throw shot. His next one is straight through! And Sandman has taken the lead! 2 for 2 at the line! Axel leading for the first time in this game since 2-0 to start. 39-38, Axel over Hanover. And Axel also has the possession coming after the back-to-back technicals. These two teams, they play hard. Here's Detweiler dribbling right side and trays the three! Detweiler! Hangs the bell! And Axel with their largest lead, they're up by four. With 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Hanover scrambling, trying to respond. Cooper at the right elbow. Now to Jack Bruna on the far side wing. Now skipped opposite. Cooper into the elbow. Backdoor look to Kendrick Coers. And he goes in for two. 42-40. Axel up by two over Hanover. 54 seconds to go in this third quarter. Shaughnessy inside look. Now to Sandman. Sandman turning on his heel. Now he'll look on the far side. Leiberger rattling in like a bullet in a tin can. Leiberger fires a three. Axel has now hit back-to-back their first two threes of the game. Mine will try to respond with one, and he knocks it down in the tin can. Both teams are firing away. It's a two-point game still. Axel up by two with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Leiberger drains another one. It's three mania down here in Axel. Back-to-back for Leiberger and three straight for the Eagles. Hanover, Mine inside, blocked by Sandman. They're going to call a foul. 9 seconds to go here in quarter number three, 48-43. Axel leads by five. And, man, this is to tell you how much excitement is here. I have to stand just to see the game because everybody is up on their toes nearly. Braylon Mine is here at the free throw line after the foul from Sandman. His first free throw is up and off the left side of the basket. Mine loading up for his second free throw. He shoots 76% this year from it. His next free throw is up and through the basket. Hanover down by four, 48-44, 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shaughnessy fadeaway three, in and out of the bucket. And that'll end our third quarter. Axel takes the lead by four, 48-44 of the Hanover Wildcats. A rivalry for the decades between these two schools that comes down to a fourth quarter regulation. We're back here in 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the fourth quarter, the final quarter here of regulation between Axel and Hanover. Axel leads by 4, 48-44. They took the lead in the third quarter as they outscored Hanover 28-19. Here, Axel starting off with the ball and taken away by Cooper Bruna. Down the floor, blocked by Sandman. And there is whistles all over the floor on the far side. Both these teams, the most physical teams in the Twin Valley League here on the boys' side, and it shows here in this game. They play rough and they play tough. Both teams knowing that they won a TVL title. It's on the line in tonight's game, potentially. So they're going to say a jump ball here. And the possession stays with Hanover. It'll be Kadra Coers who throws in a box set here for Hanover. They'll throw it into Tanner Bruna. Tanner into Mine. Mine up top to Cooper. Cooper in the key. Spins around. Fires a two. Now Hanover went down by two, 48-46. Axel with 7:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Shaughnessy has it at the top of the key. He'll go right to Schmidt. Schmidt to Sandman. Sandman makes a spin move and finishes the two. Sandman showing the skate here right before the Olympics. On the floor, 50-46. Axel up by four over Hanover with 7:14 to go in this fourth. Hanover working around the three-point line. They'll kick it inside to Tanner Bruna. He'll try to finish over Sandman, but he cannot. Shaughnessy makes the rebound. Shaughnessy down the floor, past the Eagle, logo. Screen set by Sandman, pick and roll. He'll try to throw it to him, but it's taken away by Tanner. Tanner Bruna down the floor, and it's punched out behind him by Detweiler. Nice concentration and effort by Wyatt Detweiler on the punch out. Right behind Tanner Bruna. But Hanover still has the ball, out under the glass. Offensive side, and we'll throw it into Cooper Burr at the top of the left wing. He'll dribble up to the top of the arc. He'll look right. He'll look left. He'll throw it to Jack. Jack to Mine. Mine on the right side. Mine to Cooper. Cooper, screen set for him. He'll dribble up to the left of the wing. 17 seconds here on the shot clock. Crowd's getting into it. Now passing to the key. To the corner kick. Three-point shot on the way. Rebounded by Shaughnessy. Axel has it. Down the floor. They'll throw it. And out of bounds, off Schmitz's hands. That'll be a turnover for Axel. Back to back now. A steal and a bad pass. Axel hands the ball back over to Hanover. Axel still up by four with 6:30 to go here in this fourth quarter. Mine driving down the right aisle, in for two. Axel handling it with Detweiler down midcourt. Detweiler on the far side, the perimeter, now the Sandman. Sandman at the top of the arc. Forfeit off of it, he'll spin, drive left side, he'll lose the ball. The ball's being scrambled for now, under the glass, and it's a jump ball. 6 minutes now to go in the fourth quarter, 50-48. Axel leads by two over Hanover. Logan, Sandman, Landon Schmidt, Detweiler, Leibarger, and Shaughnessy, all five starters here out still for Axel. They'll throw it in. Side, Detweiler and the Sandman for two. Sandman. The Mountain. It's been his contest and his game here against Hanover, and that was the big difference in that first matchup against Hanover. Both Sandman and Shaughnessy were hurt, playing at about 60%. Now they're both at 100. Sandman, Dan won up and off to the right side. And now it's Wildcats ball, Hanover down the floor. They turn it over into the hands of Joe Leibarger. He's got his first steal of the game. Leibarger's got on the left wing. He'll dribble up top of the arc. Now the Schmidt. Schmidt transferring out to Detweiler. Detweiler communicating with his teammates here. The pass to the Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy inside, right elbow to Sandman. Sandman turning around, still turning. He'll drive inside, kicking it out. Detweiler, three-point setup, and he'll miss it. Knocked out of bounds. And Hanover, they are frustrated because it is called on them. Last one to touch it. Axel will throw it in with a box set. But Colin Shaughnessy throwing it on the left side. He's got Leibarger flashing out to his left. They'll go over the top to Sandman. Sandman to Detweiler. Screen is set for Detweiler. He loses the ball. Tanner Bruna has the steal. Down the floor, wide open. Still finish for two. Back to a two-point game. Axel with it. Nearly losing the ball. Both teams getting more physical. And they're letting them play here. But that won't go untouched. They'll get a foul there. On the near under the block. They call it on Tanner Bruna. And oh my, oh me. Tanner Bruna. He is off the court for the remainder of this game. He is fouled out. 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a steal. One of the best performances here for Hanover, and he is off the court. Axel with the inbound of the glass. A box up, going in left side. Detweiler from Shaughnessy. Detweiler to his right. Sandman, Sandman, ball over the net. Couldn't get the shot to go in. He's got the footback. Axel back up by four with 4:45 to go in this game. Three-pointer by Cooper Bruna. Sails off the right of the iron. Last touch out of bounds by Sandman. 4:38 to go here in this fourth quarter, 54-50. 4-point lead for Axel over Hanover. Axel's led this entire fourth quarter, half of quarter number three. That's where they came back and took the second lead change here of this game. Hanover has it. Mines on the right side to Coehurst. Coehurst jumping over for a three off the back iron. Rebounded over the top by Sandman. Sandman, he's had a phenomenal game here with 8 rebounds, double digits in the scoring column. Sandman, right side, Leibarger. Layup shot missed. Now outside to Shaughnessy. Up the rebound. And a illegal screen will be called on Axel. That'll be on Colin Shaughnessy. His second foul of the game. Team's first of the quarter. Hanover only has 2 team fouls in this quarter with 4:11 to go. And this fourth and final quarter of regulation. A timeout taken by head coach Corey Jensen and the Hanover Wildcats. The full 60 will take it aside. The full timeout with 4:05 to go in this game, 54-50. Axel over Hanover.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
54-50. The Axel Eagles lead here over the Hanover Wildcats in quarter number four. In this TVL in Class 1A Division 2 ranked matchup between the two top teams, Hanover number 1 and Axel number 2 in the class. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover throws it in. Jack Bruna into Coehurst. Coehurst to Bruna. Bruna back to Coehurst. Coehurst to Mine. Mine the left side, top wing. He'll dribble it up to the top of the arc. 17 seconds here on the shot clock. Coming out after a Hanover timeout by Coach Corey Jensen. Mine gets a toss in the hit of the elbow. They'll dribble it out to the corner. Now throw it to Cooper. Cooper, jumper. Straight as an arrow to the three-pointer. And it will be right off the top of the iron. Rebound by Sandman. Sandman, 9 boards here in this first half. Here in this game. We're in the second half. And Sandman drives in and misses the shot. Rebound by Jack Bruna. Jack Bruna down the floor for Hanover. Now to Mine. And they are going to get a foul called on Axel. Underneath the glass, second team foul in this fourth quarter. Foul was called on Landon Schmitz, his first of the game. Team second, 3:23 to go in the fourth quarter, 54-50. Axel leads over Hanover. Hanover has it. They're running a box set with Coehurst throwing it in. Coehurst will go over the top to Cooper Bruna. Cooper on the elbow. He'll look outside to Coehurst. Coehurst to Mine. Screen is set for Mine. He'll drive right now to Cooper. Cooper, a three-pointer! And it is off the mark. Rebounded by Sandman. He's got a double-double. Shaughnessy on the right wing. Inside to Sandman. Sandman dribbling in the paint, working one-on-two. He'll get his own rebound. He'll not make the second chance opportunity point, but he'll get it right back to himself from his teammate Detweiler. And Sandman will score. Now Hanover has it. Down by 6. The largest deficit here against Axel. Coehurst dribbling outright. Now to Mine. Mine back to Coehurst. Coehurst stops on the right elbow. He'll fly it out to Jack Bruna. Sending it for Mine, a three-pointer. Mine pulls it up the top of the arc. Cuts it deep. Axel up by 3 with 2:23 now to go in the fourth quarter. Leibarger on the left side wing. Taking the ball above his head. He'll fire it out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, Detweiler. Firing off the hip to Schmidt to the top of the arc. Three-pointer in and out of the bucket. Rebounded by Sandman. Sandman turning around on the block. He'll finish in for 2. Sandman, the mountain, has been an avalanche here in this second half. He has come tumbling down on Hanover. And that timeout is called with smiles on the Axel side. 2 minutes left to go in this fourth quarter. 58-53. Axel leads by 5 over Hanover. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. A quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
We got less than 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 58-53. Hanover down by 5 to Axel. Hanover, the number one ranked team in Class 1 in Division 2. Axel, the number two ranked team. Hanover won the last matchup between these two teams, 75-48, with a running clock in the TVL championship game. But like I said, Shaughnessy and Sandman were both about 50-60% in that game. We're at 2 minutes, 2 seconds left to go here in this contest. As Hanover works it right to left down the floor. Here with it. Hanover working up to Jack Bruin at the top. He misses a three-point shot. And now this ball is bounced out of bounds. The official says left hand. Now he'll switch it to his right. So Axel will take over. Axel works left to right here. The white jerseys, tops and bottoms with the blue numerals, opposite coloring for Hanover with the blue tops, blue bottoms, and red numerals. Axel turning it over with a steal from Coers. Coers down the floor. It's stolen by Leibarger. Down the floor. He'll pass it to Sandman. Sandman skipping it to Detweiler. Detweiler dribbling to his left and then fouled by Coers.
Simulcasting.
90 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. 58-53. Axel leads by 5 over Hanover. They get the foul on the Hanover Wildcats. It's the third team foul of the quarter. It's called on Kadra Coherst. His second of the game. Axel will throw it in on the near side. They'll put in the Sandman. He's got a dunk! Axel! Excitement. 3-point shot to respond here for Hanover. Missed by Coherst. Rebounded by Leibarger. Axel is now up by their largest lead by 760-53 with 60 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Axel has been dominated all year long by this Hanover team. Can they come up with a big win in this basketball matchup? TVL title potentially on the line as Axel takes it down the floor, passes in to Sandman. He's fouled. Sandman will go up to shoot two at the free throw line. The people joining us in from 103.9 KNZA. Axel was down 25-20 at the half. They were down at 1.12-2 to start the game. But they didn't want to stretch. They outscored Hanover 18-13. Outscored the Wildcats 28-19 in the third quarter. Here they have dominated the Wildcats primarily in quarter four. Sandman, first free throw up and off. Looking to make this second one. An 8-point lead. Sandman, his second free throw is up and off the front iron. He goes 0-for-2, and Mine's got the rebound. Hanover. Mine, right side wing, and he nails the three! It's a 4-point game! 60-56! And a foul to follow. After the inbound from Axel, they'll call it on Kendrick Coers. His fourth of the game. And now Axel has reached the double bonus. 5 fouls on Hanover, only 2 team fouls for Axel. Here at the free throw line is Detweiler. First free throw up and off the left side. 60-56. Axel looking to extend a 4-point lead. Next free throw up and right on through from Wyatt Detweiler. Axel 61-56 over Hanover with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Up top, Kendrick Coers. He'll fly a 3. He banks it off the back of the board. Kadra Coors! 1-3! And it's a 2-point game, 61-59. Axel only up by 2 with 30 seconds to go. A timeout has been taken. We'll keep things here on 92.1, 103.9, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. After this live post-game show, our player of the game will get you right to the local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz this Friday night. They were actually here for our girls matchup. That concluded with the Hanover girls winning that one, 39-37 on the last second, 3-point shot by Leah Junin. And now the question you have to ask now, is this game going to come down to a similar situation? A 3 point to win it all, a 2 point to tie. We still got 30 seconds left to go. Hanover down by 2, 61-59. Axel, Sandman, Shaughnessy, Detweiler, Leibarger, and Schmitz all out on the floor. And for Hanover, it's Jack Bruna, Kadra Coers, Cooper Bruna, Eli Hyman, and Braylon Mime. Hanover has it on the throw-in. They'll have it with Wyatt Detweiler. They'll have a four verts where four people will throw on the baseline and run down the floor, and they'll be thrown into Sandman. What a play call. They get them wide open. Now to Detweiler, and Detweiler will be fouled on the near sideline. I can say that I've never seen that formation ever before. It looked like they were lined up for four sweepers. And Sandman caught it. Threw it to Detweiler. Now Detweiler's up the free throw line after being fouled. His first free throw is off and straight through the cam. Detweiler. His third time up to the line in this game. He came in tonight 20 of 31 at the charity stripe, shooting 64%. His next free throw is up and off the back iron and rebounded by Braylon Mine. Mine down the floor. He'll skip it to the left side. Three-pointer off by Bruna. Missed. And Leibarger comes down with the rebound. He is fouled immediately after. And now he will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Cooper Bruna, who had banked two threes in this game in back-to-back quarters, trying to hit one to tie it. He could not. And now it's 62-59. Still our score. Axel, you'd like to hit at least one of these free throws. Leibarger up the free throw line. He went 2-for-2 his first time up in this game. He's 25 of 42 on the season. A little over 52%, 57% at the charity stripe. His first one bounces off the back iron. Blocking out down low on the blocks. Mine and Eli Hyman for Hanover at the free throw line. Leibarger trying to make his second shot. It's off and it's straight to the net. Here is Silk. Here, a 4-point lead for Axel. Mine puts up the three and then rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. It's a 1-point game, 63-62. Another timeout is called with 5 seconds remaining to go in the fourth quarter. Hanover draws it to a 1-point game of a 3-pointer from Braylon Mine. Again, this one coming down to the wire between these two teams. And if you haven't gotten caught up with the history of these two schools, Hanover primarily has dominated the TVL, and now actually these past couple years, more specifically these last 4 years, have been the top dogs of this lead. 4 consecutive state championships in football, of course, coming in this year. Hanover beat them in the sub-state championship game, went on. They then won the sub-state championship. They went on to win the state championship game in the 8-man class. And then now Hanover, they have reigned as the number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2. Of course, they beat Axel earlier on this season, 75-48 in the TVL championship game. So Axel, this year, athletics-wise, they have not won a single game against Hanover in any sport. And here's the opportunity to do it in this TVL matchup. 6 seconds to go, 63-62. Axel up by one with the ball. Will line up, same formation. Four verts on the baseline. Everyone will run straight forward, and Sandman will throw it in. And he'll throw it into Shaughnessy, and Shaughnessy is immediately fouled. 4 seconds to go. So this will indeed be coming down to a three-point shot, most likely, no matter how you look at it. Shaughnessy will head up to the charity stripe. This season, coming in the night, 51 of 62, 82% from the line. Tonight had 4 points in the second quarter, 6 points in the third quarter, but scoreless here in the fourth and the first. His first free throw is up, and a beautiful swish. Shaughnessy, his first time against Hanover, he had a sprained ankle. This time he's been healthy this whole game. His next free throw is up and cuts it. And Axel makes a smart decision here to immediately foul as soon as the inbound play occurs for Hanover. They still have one more foul to give. And the question is, even if you give up that foul, do you do it again to make that three-point shot even harder? Inbound play is in. Down the floor, and Axel will foul right before the three-point shot gets ripped off at half court by Bruna. That was the last foul to give, and now there's only 1.5 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 65-62, it comes down to a three-point play. And Clayton Heinen will come in for substitution for Logan Sandman. They'll take the big off the floor, they'll put in the guard. And now here we go, the last second to go. And batted away immediately up the inbound from Solacek for Hanover. So Solacek will have to throw it in again from the far sideline, the crowd side. 1.5 seconds to go here in the fourth, 65-62, Axel 3-point lead. Hanover trying to buy this 3-point bucket in. Solacek, mine, Jack Bruna, Hunter Kafer, he will come off. And set for the first time tonight, bringing in here Wyatt Simpson, potentially another body to make a three-point shot. Hanover. Solacek throws it in the right side. Jack Bruna, short iron! Axel beats Hanover for the first time in any athletic sport this season in a TBL regular season matchup, 65-62. Start this game down 12-2. They come back. Sandman, Shaughnessy. What a game to remember. What a victory. We'll step aside. Axel, victory over Hanover. We're back for our post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Like a Monday through Friday. Toes win, toes win, toes they win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
February is American Heart Month, a time to show your heart some extra love. If you've recently experienced a heart event or surgery, the road to recovery doesn't have to be walked alone. The Sabetha Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab Program is here to help you regain your strength and confidence. This February, take your first step towards a stronger you and ask your medical provider about cardiac rehab at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop Albemarle Lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located.
Hi,
Titan and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time here, 92.1, 103.9, and the MSU Sports Radio Network here. Our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onaka, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. After we wrap this up, we'll get you to our local community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. But again, great matchups here tonight. Boys and girls side. Hanover girls coming in with a victory over the Axel girls 39-37. And here are the Axel boys coming up with the victory 65-62 over the Hanover boys. The first time Axel has beaten Hanover at any athletic event this season. And what a game between both of these teams. Axel, they've scored the first bucket of the game with Landon Schmidt going up 2-0. Hanover then ripped away 12 straight points, went up 12-2. And then from that point, Axel would outscore Hanover 18-13 after a timeout by head coach Jason Tynan. Hanover would only be up by 5 at the half, 25-20. Axel would then put on an impressive third quarter, outscoring Hanover 28-19. Hanover would outscore Axel in the final quarter 18-17, but it would be to no effort at the end to come back as they would lose 65-62. Axel did a great job pacing at the very end of that game. There was 5 seconds left to go, and they had 2 fouls to give. As soon as Hanover got the ball in, they fouled. Then there was only 3 seconds left. Hanover then got the ball in again. Axel fouling again, giving up their last foul they could give. It only allowed 1.5 seconds to remain on the clock for an inbound play. Hanover got it quickly in, but they just did not have enough time to get a set shot in from a decent position. Axel came in with the victory, 65-62. Now Axel and Hanover are 1-1 against each other this season. Hanover took away the TDL championship, but Axel now with the opportunity to win the Twin Valley League title for a second consecutive season here in a row. They only have 3 more games here in TDL play upcoming. Blueby, Randolph, Centralia, and Clifton Clyde. For the Hanover Wildcats, they have Clifton Clyde, Donovan West, Hanover, and Smith Center. So, very well, Axel could have just propelled themselves to a TDL title, but they still got to finish out the season. Same thing for the Hanover Wildcats. It'll be interesting to see where both these teams place ranking-wise. Hanover, number one ranked team, and Axel, number two ranked team, both in the class of 1A Division II. Braylon Mai, he led the way for Hanover with 18 total points and 5 rebounds, hitting 3 threes total on the game. And for the Axel Eagles, they were led by Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior forward. They had 26 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block, and he will be your player of the game here brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Logan Sandman is 26 points, 11 boards. He didn't start scoring until the second quarter, but once he got started, there's no stopping the avalanche from the mountain. Logan Sandman could not be stopped, and he continued his reign of terror to the second, third, and especially the fourth quarter with 10 points coming in quarter number 4. So again, the Axel Eagle boys come with the victory 65-62. The Hanover Wildcat girls, they won over Axel 39-37. From Crittenden Profits, from Kirk coming back in studio, thank you for listening here to 92.1, 103.9, and the MSU Sports Radio Network.